Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord. Do you know, if you have never perceived the voice of the Lord, because the Lord's always speaking, but if you sit back and you say, well, you know, the Lord never really speaks to me, available on VFNTV.com to all of our free subscribers, which you can subscribe for free at VFNTV.com, is the voice of the Lord and understanding the voice of the Lord. And so we talk about all the things that we learn in the Word of God about how God spoke. And when God speaks, you know, things begin, you know, things that are not. God speaks and then they become, you know, and it doesn't matter what your conditions or your circumstances is. Normally God speaks into the opposite. You're living in the opposite of what he's about to say, and then he speaks an opposite encounter, and then he brings it to pass.
Right.
You know, when he speaks into a dry place, he can cause streams to begin to flow.
That's right.
And if we don't know that, a lot of times we'll look around and go, well, where must have been somebody else? Because I'm drinking bitter water right now, and I don't see any milk or honey that he's talking about. But there's a process that we go through, and I encourage you, you need to really, if you haven't, it was just going to encourage you. Not only are we going to talk about, you know, am I going to talk about some what the Word of God is saying, but the Lord's speaking today, right now, this moment, and we have to perceive it. He says, though I'm speaking, you know, many people don't even hear him, what he's saying and how he's saying it. You know, as Americans, you know, quite often, you know, the large portion of America just thinks that, you know, God's just going to speak in words or English.
Right.
You know, but a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Right.
And it's worth 1,000 words. It's amazing that you could see a picture and your heart could fill with joy or your heart can faint. I mean, just off of a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because when somebody says elephant, for example, the word elephant, I mean, most people don't see the letters that spell the word elephant. They see an elephant, right? Because we actually think in pictures. And so God will give you dreams, you know, and he will show you a picture that's worth 1,000 words, and then he'll speak to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that we've already seen happen in America and society, things we haven't even seen in our local areas of where the VFN TV studios are at, that we had a chance to be able to speak to leaders about what God was saying. And you know, one of them is the former county administrator, George Tuart, that was a county administrator of Escambia County, a good man. And I remember walking into the court, I would say courtroom, because they're set up like court now. You go to the county commissioners in the area, in our area.
Right.
That, you know, and coming formally from, you know, my father was one. And they kind of sit on these high benches. You go in there, you feel like you're going in to get like the chief justice.
Yeah, it looks like thrones.
Yeah, right. Right. And nothing personal about that. I mean, they're, you know. And so, but it just feels that way when you go in there. So when I walked in, and I sat on the front row of it, and the court reporter came over to me, and she's talking to me. And then the county administrator stands up, and he leans over that high bench, and he says these exact words. You didn't have a dream, did you?
Oh, wow.
And then what he's saying is, really, you know, are you fixing to tell us something that we need to know?
Mm-hmm.
And I did, actually. I delivered what Lord has shown me, and it came to pass. Mm-hmm. It came to pass. And the court reporter, the one who documents everything, you know, she's a witness to it. She's documenting it, that it happened. Of course, I was talking, you know in part and you prophesy in part, but you have to obey the Lord. You know, you wish that you would be more authoritative when you deliver a word, but, you know, it's just so difficult sometimes to just lay it out there. But I'm getting better at it, you know.
Yes, you are.
And so, because you want people to know and respond, and that God loves us, and God has a plan for us, and God wants to bless us. He wants to bless your economy in your community. He wants to bless your leaders. He wants them to give them wisdom. He has good plans in store for those that are his. And so it's not a negative thing. It's actually a positive thing. But sometimes he's telling us that we're doing some negative behaviors, or we're thinking the wrong thoughts or something, and he just wants to change us, have us, you know, repent. He wants us to turn from that, and then, boom, he just blesses us.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, look at the people that God has used. I mean, all the way from Rahab and Jacob and all the people. We're not nobody's perfect, but they're repenting. They just go, okay, God, you're right. You're right. And speaking of that, and so in that, then also in the voice of the Lord, you know, understand the voice of the Lord, which you can get on VFNTV.com or on your app, by the way, I believe. No, you got to go to VFNTV.com, be a subscriber first. I'll talk about at the very end some actual encounters where God spoke to me, and then I talk about how it happened. And you can actually know and look and research that's exactly what happened. And then I'll talk about how God spoke and then how it happened, different ways that he had spoken. And he's still speaking today, by the way, and we're going to be telling more about that. And you can see some of it on the VFNTV blog under Prophecies, Dreams, and Visions. Mm-hmm. There's several of us that are hearing, God's people that are hearing. But he is saying some very specific things right now, and we want to deliver them to you. But one is your son, you know, Jonathan. We'll be playing really soon. We'll have it for you of him actually sharing it. But he had a dream five times about one particular topic. And, you know, quite often when we think, well, that's for so-and-so because they had the dream. Well, no, God will actually give a prophetic dream to a person. And then that person will deliver it. And sometimes it can have single meaning to you. It can have double meaning to you and to someone else. And sometimes it can have total meaning to someone else. But it should be applied that way. First, look at yourself. Mm-hmm. Then look at yourself and someone else. And then, you know, progress out from that, asking God and checking in the Word. But in the dream, it was the same as David, my grandson, had. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I have David. I was riding in the truck with David. And he's 10. And Jonathan's 11, and well, vice versa.
Yeah,
and actually, they're both 10. David's they're both 10, and with that, he's telling me you're riding down the road. He's telling me about his dream, and I pull my phone. I said, "Man, you gotta tell me this." So let's just first just listen what he says. So he's listening, and I guess it's kind of a little backwards how he's telling it because he's looking in his Bible as we're riding down the road. Because we did a word search because in the dream he talks about that there was a wide road and there was a real narrow road. And he was riding a Corvette, of course. A red Corvette.
Of course. I mean,
God knows how to speak Italian language. And so in that, he was not taking that wide open road with the Corvette. He was driving, by the way, at 10.
Yeah.
I said, what was the payments on the car? He goes, what? I said, did you put gas in it? He said, no. Oh, my goodness. You just don't get it. And so he looks it up, and then he finds it. And so now he's going to be reading. So he'll start off reading the scripture that he found, but then he'll talk about the dream, and then I'll come right back. But listen to this.
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
So tell me about your dream. You had a dream. What was the dream?
It was, I was driving this Corvette.
A Corvette.
Yeah. And,
pick up that in just a moment on there. And he's talking about he's riding in a Corvette, and with that, he hold on, here it is right here.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my goodness, that is so neat. Jonathan too was God was talking to him too, right? You just got off the phone with him. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
God's talking to you guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Well, kind of broken up right there. We'll get that for you and play the whole little segment, but. He was having the dream, and in the dream, he said that, like I said, he was looking for that narrow road, and as a matter of fact, let me do something. I'll be right back. I want to find. I want you to hear firsthand. We'll come right back. We finally found it. Here you go. This is David. He's 10 years old. He's my grandson, and he's going to be talking about a dream that he had because the Lord speaks to us. Hold on one second.
So tell me about your dream. You had a dream. What was the dream?
It was, I was driving this Corvette.
Yeah.
And I saw this wide path, and I didn't want to take the wide path, so I took the narrow path.
What's the word to say about the narrow path down there?
Narrow path. But small is the gate. It's the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
So you were taking the right path, aren't you? Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is sonny. Jonathan, too, was God was talking to him, too, right? You just got off the phone with him?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
God's talking to you guys.
Yes.
Bye.
That is so awesome because you have a 2 10-year-olds that are hearing from the Lord, and we're just watching them talk to each other. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, David and Jonathan were beginning to compare their dreams and what God was saying to them. And God's speaking to us. Mm-hmm. And right now, believe it or not, you know, that there's a lot of religious people who are on the wide road,
mm-hmm.
You know. And that's how you can justify being on the wide road is being, you know, religious. And versus being saved and being with Jesus,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And here he is talking, and 5 times God gave that dream and a variation of that to Jonathan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Jonathan, they're talking back and forth. These 2 10-year-old boys are talking about the voice of the Lord. But yeah, I talked to ministers who've been in the pulpit for years, and they say they haven't heard the voice of the Lord.
Mm.
You know, I remember running into a restaurant. And there was a particular minister that was just, the whole church was kind of dropped in his hands for a short period of time because everybody left,
mm-hmm.
because they were going to go somewhere. And he was preparing for a message. He was going to be speaking to the people that day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I haven't heard. I don't know. It's been so long since I heard from the Lord.
Oh my God.
And you're talking, you know, maybe, you know, 500 to 1,000 people were going to hear from somebody who hasn't heard from the Lord.
Wow.
And 10-year-olds are hearing from the Lord. And right now in America, there's a wide, it's not normal. It is average, but it's not normal. If you are leading God's people, if you are a Christian, period, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you have made him the Lord of your life, he's your shepherd and his sheep know his voice.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's a day that's coming that you will hear the voice of the Son of Man and you'll live, which means if you don't hear him, you don't know him,
right.
But sometimes you can be hearing him, but you don't know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's speaking to you, and you know you're in your head a lot. You know, and you're mind thinking, and you're thinking that's you, but you're actually taking credit for that particular thing.
Right.
I'm sure God's really patient because he's probably laughing for about a couple years after you think that was you coming up with that great thought.
Yeah, right.
You know, or that, you know, I'm sure God's not telling me to get my life straight. That couldn't be.
And,
but 2 10-year-old boys, I'm watching them talk back and forth on the phone because David is calling Jonathan and he's going, no, listen, I need to know, did you take the wide road? Or did you take the narrow road? I need to know this, you know?
Yeah.
And what color was the car you were in?
Right.
You know,
right,
I was
right,
in the red Corvette. I mean, God just speaks, right? And so
mm-hmm.
we're pulling up, you know, to a traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
And David and I are in my truck, and we're riding, and we stop. And right in front of us, while these 2 boys are just finished talking on the phone to each other, clarifying the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. We've gotten so far away from the way the Lord speaks that nobody understands that Joseph would not have married Jesus outside of a dream. You know, Joseph would not have married Mary outside of a dream. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Little, yeah, right. That was so funny. Joseph did not marry Jesus.
Yes.
Thanks for clarifying
that.
Right. This is not a good season.
Right.
but it was in a dream when he was fixing to divorce Mary because his fiance came home and said, listen, you're not going to believe this. You know, but, I'm pregnant, but there was no, I didn't have any, you know, and he's
right.
Like, he was very honorable. He's going to just go ahead and quietly just divorce her. And he had a dream. In the dream, he spoke to him. And he said, listen, this is of me. Don't lay with your wife until she gives birth, and his name shall be
Jesus.
And so, you know, in that here, the voice of the Lord, I mean, the Lord may be speaking to you over and over again, and he uses symbolism quite often in pictures because you could see, you know, something, and it could just make this huge impact on you, but very seldom are you going to get words, you know, because we all, no matter what our language is, our ultimate language are images or pictures we see. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see the strategy of the adversary is to get you to worship images, give you new images, new languages in your head, you know, where they speak words that creates images of fear in your life. They speak words that creates images of doubt and things not working out. Mm-hmm. And so you got to change all that. So two 10-year-old boys are talking about the voice of the Lord. And I believe this is not just to these 10-year-old boys. It's to all of us.
Right.
That we have to hear it. You got a shouting. You know, Joseph said to Pharaoh when he was interpreting his dream, there you go again. Mm-hmm. You know, God was giving Pharaoh, an evil man, a dream.
Right.
An evil man who thought he was a god.
Right.
A dream. But God used Joseph, you know, and to come interpret it. And he had two dreams. You know, one was a fat cow, skinny cow, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the droughts were coming. But long story short, Joseph said, because the Lord gave it twice, because he said it twice, mm-hmm. that it's definitely going to happen.
Right.
And right now, you know, we have a 10-year-old boy who, two 10-year-old boys that has together mm-hmm. seen it six times.
Six times.
Six times.
Wow.
And, you know, it says in the Word of God, and I feel like we're like, you know, we're here knowing, we're so out here knowing. Like, we're out there. I mean, we're like standing by the fiery furnace going, serve Jesus! You know, we know where we are. We've talked about it before we started. But we love God and love you enough to say, listen, take the narrow road. Mm-hmm. You know, go on without us. We're not going to. And with that many people, there'll be a great falling away. I know that you may have heard a doctrine that's different than the words of Jesus, but he says there'll be a great falling away. People can be led astray. It's like a, you know, it goes on and on and on again. And so if you've been taught something that you're so confident you can't be deceived, if you believe that, you've already been deceived.
Right.
Because the very Word of God brings that reality to us that creates a tension between the kindness and the sternness of God, which forces us to a place of humility before the cross, mm-hmm. that everything has to be checked by the Word. Everything has to be, even though it may have been right for a season, we got to be open to changing it. Mm-hmm. You know, God doesn't mind us eating crow in front of men.
No, he does not.
He's like, did you understand? I got a big plate of crow here and a big plate of crow here. And sometimes he will do that just because, you know, because whatever, he wants to see if you fear him. And sometimes we have to eat crow because we didn't stop and listen, mm-hmm. you know, or seek him first. And the difference between King Saul and King David was, which God appointed both of them and gave them the very same prophetic word. He spoke over them the very same destinies, was that Saul did not inquire of the Lord. He didn't abide with God. Mm-hmm. And David abided.
Right.
He just spent time with God. And if you're not abiding with the Lord and you need some help in that, we have a plan for you at iabide.org. Go there, request your free abiding plan. Instantly it will come to you. This is not a good idea. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm just looking for a Bible study. You know, listen, Saul, you better start abiding, because even though God said yes to you and you're in a place of leadership or you're a believer, there was a day that God said, I regretted the day that I ever made, chose him mm-hmm. to be king, because he failed to abide.
Right.
He failed to even inquire of me, to ask me what I thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, David made all kinds of mistakes, you know, but he inquired of the Lord.
That's right.
He knew the mercies of the Lord. He would rather fall in the hands of the Lord than the hands of men. Saul was all worried about the hands of men. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you have every man on your side, is it really worth it if God's not on your side?
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Isn't it better to have nobody on your side but God, if that's how it has to be?
Amen.
So I want to encourage you that this is a warning to us all, you know, that we need to check which road we're on. You know, there's a crowd mentality. There's, you know, hopefully we'll get that teaching up in VFN TV, on VFN TV, but, you know, about the herd, you know, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're if you ever worked with cows before, you know, or even sheep, that that if so you put a new gate up, something mm-hmm. new, because they're in that pen, they're mm-hmm. in this big, you know, pasture, and they'll just come over there. The cows will come over and they'll just stare at the gate, and then then another cow will come and stare at the gate that they're staring at, and then other cows on the other side or other sheep will go, you know, and then they'll go, and next thing you know, you got this whole crowd around there, and somebody was saying, this must be a move of God.
The gate,
you know,
changed.
Right. It's got to be a move of God. I mean, look at the herd, look at the crowd.
Mm.
And the reality is it started with a new PowerPoint. I mean, a new gate, you know, a new doctrine. Oh no, a new gate in the, you know, a new, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you first got to find out, you know, does it line up with the word of God? And that just because you're in a herd don't mean they heard the voice of the Lord, right?
That's right.
I just want to encourage you this morning that, you know, above all things, you know, you want to follow the Lord. And we've made, American gospel has made it so difficult and such a huge process to get saved. And it's not that, it's just, you just call on the name of the Lord. You say, here I am, you know, and you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord means he is your leader. He is your shepherd. You know, his ways I shall learn and follow him because I love him and he's right. It's not just words. It's actually, if you believe that the chair holds you, you sit in it.
Right.
If you believe your boss is going to pay you, you go to work.
That's right.
You know, if you believe that, you know, when you come out of the water from a deep dive, you're going to get big gusts of air. You fight your way to the top of the water to get a big, you know, gulp of air.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that Jesus is your Lord, you are intensely into his word and finding out what he wants and doing it because that's how we love him. Hear do's, as we talk about. You know, we do hear what he says, and we do it because he is the great shepherd, the shepherd of us all. And we can verify, and we always say verify even everything that anybody's saying, but verify as well as what we're saying. Check it out. Check it out. Check out the facts. Look in the word of God. There would be nothing that encourages us more to know that you went to the Bible, the Bible, you know, the Holy Bible,
right?
You know, not the Book of Mormon, you know, not the Quran, but the Bible. And you looked and verified, you know, what we were saying. And I really believe that it's going to be an amen in your heart. And to check it out, you know, do your homework because you will have to answer for it alone. No witnesses, no suspects before the throne of God. We've been talking about, you know, the voice of the Lord. Make sure you become a free subscriber on VFN TV at VFNTV.com, or you actually can text the number, text the letters VFN, that's V Victor, VFN TV, to the number 22828 and go through a few processes and you can subscribe just like that. Totally cool. Pretty cool. But 10-year-olds are hearing and discussing with each other the voice of the Lord. It's just so cool. We all, every one of us, are called to hear his voice. He loves you individually. Individually. It's personal salvation. It is not collective salvation. You're not saved because other people are. You're not saved because your parents are, or your family is, or the people around you are saved. You're saved if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and you can hear his voice. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.